This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Orchestra Iowa will be presenting their piano star Jonathan Biss Plays Beethoven concerts. On Friday night, Mr. Biss and the orchestra will be appearing at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m., they'll be performing at the Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids. And then on Sunday afternoon, they'll be doing a matinee at 2:30 p.m. at the Sondheim Center in Fairfield. And we are very fortunate to have joining us by phone today the world-renowned pianist Jonathan Biss. And thank you so much for joining us today, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you.
Well, welcome to Iowa. And we hope and know that you have brought some musical sunshine with you.
I try.
Tim Hankowitz says that you have grown up with a royal musical family. Just give us a bit of background on the lineage of how you came to be a musician.
Yeah, I don't know about the royal part, but certainly music was around me from the time I was born. It goes back a couple of generations in my family. My grandmother, the father's mother, was a really wonderful cellist. Russian, although she lived in the second half of her life in this country, in Illinois. Cellist Raya Garbasova, for whom the Barber Cello Concerto was written. And my parents are both violinists. Miriam Fried is my mother, and my father is Paul. They are performers and teachers, and therefore sort of music was emanating from every corner of my house and kind of made it apparent to me that music was a spoken language, a means of communication, which is something which I felt from the very beginning and still feel really today.
And Tim Hankowitz said that he first met you at Indiana University when you were like about 6 years old, maybe.
Yes, I shudder to think of it. The things he must remember. But yeah, I was, because my parents were teaching at the university, I was, you know, I was probably around a fair bit. I believe faculty brat is the technical term for that.
Just briefly mention some of the places you studied and the wonderful teachers you've had the opportunity to study with.
When I was, you know, sort of growing up, I was studying music at Indiana University. I had a teacher there, a wonderful Belgian pianist named Evelyn Brancard, who was my teacher at Indiana when I was a teenager. And then after that, I went to the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where I studied with Leon Fleischer, which was certainly one of the great formative experiences of my life, but really just one of the great experiences of my life, honestly.
And then you've had all sorts of major awards and have gone on for this international career, and you have launched so many major projects, and one of them you're going to be bringing to Cedar Rapids and with Orchestra Iowa performing. So tell us about some of the projects like this Beethoven Complete Piano Sonata series.
Yeah, well, Beethoven has been kind of at the center of my life for years and years and years at this point. I think his music, you know, it hardly makes me unique. I think many musicians feel that his music expresses more and does so more profoundly than really just about any other composer was able to do before or since. And so the piano sonatas, if you're a pianist, are the largest body of music, and I would say the body of music that most fully conveys the scope of his personality. You get from the very loftiest ideas to the earthiest kind of music, sometimes all within the same piece. But I mean, the 32 sonatas, they sort of are kind of a holy grail for pianists. And so I've been, you know, for the last decade slowly recording them bit by bit, and I'll be done in about a year and a half now. And at that point, I want to play all 32 is a cycle if it doesn't kill me first.
Well, we certainly hope that doesn't happen.
you and me both.
And we look forward to having that whole complete set. And you've also done this online lecture course exploring Beethoven's piano sonatas, in which like over 150,000 people have taken it. That is so amazing.
Yeah, it's totally staggering to me. I think classical musicians get so used to being told that our art form is dying and that nobody is interested and that the audience has moved on, that we just sort of start to believe that it's true without questioning whether that makes sense or not. And so therefore, just to see that there are these 150,000 people, and I think it's something like 60 countries, who are taking this class just because they're interested. Like, there's no other reason. You know, Beethoven means something to them, and they want to learn more about him, to understand more about him, to see the way in which, you know, a performer thinks about these pieces. I can't tell you how much it means to me, honestly, to see that. For me, I can say it's given me kind of a whole new way of thinking about my audience. I mean, it just makes me feel so much more connected to people just to know that the interest is that real and that intense.
You're the first classical musician to write a Kindle single on Beethoven's Shadow. You did that a few years ago as well. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've written three of these, I guess you would call them extended essays about music. And I've loved doing that as well, that there's something about trying to engage with music on a level beyond just playing it, which to me is really energizing. I mean, playing music, of course, is always going to be at the center of what I do. And I mean, music exists to be played and to be listened to. There's no question about that. But I guess I feel like my whole relationship with music has like an extra dimension for having done things like teach this course and trying to explain in words what it is, these pieces that have totally changed my life, really, seriously. Trying to explain what that means brings me a lot.
And in addition to being hooked on Beethoven, you're an advocate for new music, and that brings us to this Beethoven 5 project.
I think that because Beethoven's music is so enormous in personality and in ambition and in scope, really, that he's one of those figures in musical history that you can't really ignore him if you're an active artist. And so I sort of thought to myself that any composer who I would potentially want to commission would have some kind of relationship with Beethoven that would be interesting. And so what the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and I have done is we've commissioned 5 different composers to write piano concertos. And each one of them is meant to be in some way a response to one of the 5 Beethoven concertos. So far, we're 3 concertos in, and the project has really panned out exactly the way I wanted to, which is to say that the 3 pieces that have been written are totally unalike, but they're all really vital and really interesting and really clever. And again, it's testament to them being great composers, but it also has something to say about Beethoven and his enormous personality.
So are you the one who picked out these composers, or did you work with the St. Paul Chamber on that?
I worked with the orchestra because, I mean, it's an amazing commitment that they've made to do all 5 of these. There are a number of orchestras that signed on to do one or the other, which is always great. But, I mean, it's just an incredible thing that that specific orchestra and I are going through this whole process together. You know, we spend a lot of time on iTunes together, sort of listening to a lot of music and finding composers we were all excited about.
For your Iowa sojourn, then, you are going to be playing a work by Sally Beamish, and you've paired that with Beethoven's first. So tell us about the Sally Beamish piece.
Of the 3 concertos that have been written so far, Sally Beamish is the one that has what I would call the most explicit connection to the Beethoven, especially in the last movement, but not only in the last movement. Certain ideas from the Beethoven, kind of expressive kernels, and then she sort of twists them around. And it's really fascinating what she does, because the Beethoven first concerto is, in the main, very joyous piece, an incredibly positive, very energetic, almost a bit of a show-off piece in a certain kind of way. And she has sort of perverted that, in a sense. She's turned something which is funny by nature and really found sort of layers of irony and bitterness in it. And it's the piece is, to a great extent, her reckoning with the modern world and aspects of the modern world, which he finds actually very destructive. Also to do with our relationship with our planet, to do with the way in which cities, because the piece is called City Stanzas, the way cities can be very alienating places. So I find it very ingenious how she started with material that had such a positive outlook, and she's really turned it on its head. It's really very strong, very compelling stuff.
And she uses jazz and some rock in there and some improvisation as well?
everything is written out, but a lot of it is written out in such a way that it has an improvisatory feel about it. Her music has a real naturalness about it. There's nothing which ever sounds contrived, which is one of the reasons I love it. And both of these pieces, certainly the Beethoven, but the Beamish as well, their appeal is pretty immediate. I don't think, even though it's a modern piece, I don't think it's difficult to grasp. I think you can really feel its impact on first listening, so I might sort of leave it in the imagination of the listener.
And this work has not even been released publicly yet, so the people in Iowa will be hearing it really for the first time for this location.
Sure. I always find that very exciting. I mean, just knowing that you're introducing a piece of music to people, really, there's nothing better than that for a performer. I mean, what a privilege.
Tell us about, then, the Piano Concerto No. 1 in C, Opus 15, this work by Beethoven that Beamish used as her starting point.
In a sense, it conforms to the model of the Piano Concerto that Mozart more or less created and perfected and took to unimaginable heights. But at the same time, it's got Beethoven's fingerprint all over. First of all, just in its enormous proportion. Mozart never wrote a concerto that was this long. It has a larger orchestra than Mozart, I think, ever used. And it's a piece in which you sense Beethoven eager to show off what he could do as a composer and what he could do as a pianist. It has kind of virtuosic brilliance in the outer movement and just an unbelievable number of ideas. There are these little harmonic twists and turns that the music takes that are just so inventive. But yes, he was a young man, but he knew exactly who he was and what he wanted to say. And in the middle of it, there is this slow movement, which, unlike, you know, the outer movements are energetic to the point of being rambunctious. And then in the middle, the slow movement, it just stops time in a way that only Beethoven could do. It's the kind of music that just completely alters your perception of time and space, and reality, and the world we live in. Again, I think Beethoven conjured something in his slow movements, which is the essence of what's so unbelievable about music. I would never be able to put it in words, and if I were, then it probably would be less powerful.
It's going to be an exciting concert to hear this brand new Sally Beamish piece that's never been played in Iowa or in a lot of places. So that's going to be very fantastic. And then also to hear your performance of Beethoven's first piano concerto. That's going to be wonderful.
Anytime I have the chance to play music that I love for an audience, and as I said, particularly an audience that won't have heard one of these pieces before, it's really, really exciting. That's the whole reason I'm a musician. So looking forward to seeing people there.
To find out more details about Jonathan, you can go to his website at jonathanbiss.com. And to get more details and information about getting concert tickets to one of Jonathan's concerts, either in Coralville, Cedar Rapids, or Fairfield this weekend, please check out artsiowa.com. And thanks for today's interview goes to Iowa Public Radio's Phil Moss and Alexis Hahn. And a big thank you to pianist extraordinaire Jonathan Biss for joining us today. And it's been a great honor. And thank you so much for having an interview with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.